Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 19 to 21. Will Israel, Egypt and Assyria be united in the future? Isaiah chapter 19 verses 24 and 25 tells us, "In that day Israel will be one of the three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance." Egypt, Israel's oppressor at the time of Exodus, centuries later became her ally against Assyria. Isaiah prophesied that God would come in judgment against Egypt, bringing division and defeat. Egypt, with the life-giving Nile River, was a haven for others in times of drought. But the waters of the river will dry up, a picture of great calamity. However, Isaiah prophesies future blessing for Egypt. He described a time called that day when Egypt will acknowledge the Lord and will join with Israel in worshipping Him. We can observe the conversion of Egypt described in sequence. 1. They shall speak the language of Canaan. 2. They shall swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts as their king. 3. They shall set up the public worship of God in their land. 4. When they are in distress, they will seek the God of Israel. 5. The knowledge of God shall prevail among them. 6. They shall come into the communion of saints. When Egypt and Assyria became partners in serving God, Israel shall be made a third with them. They shall become a threefold cord, not easily broken. Israel will be one of the three with Egypt and Assyria. That is, they will form a triple alliance, enjoying the blessings of Christ's kingdom. The Savior and the Mighty One, who will bring universal blessing, refers to Jesus Christ Himself ruling over Egypt during the millennial kingdom. The highway running from Egypt to Assyria through Israel pictures a time of international peace when Egypt and Assyria will become God's people. Thus, the prophet Isaiah sees a time when Israel will be a partner and ally to her former foes, and together they will become a blessing to all the inhabitants of the earth. Isaiah promises that one day the God of Israel will be the God not only of the Arab and Jewish nations, but also of the whole world. This was what God had promised many years ago when He had called Abraham, the father of the nations, to serve Him, that we read in Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed."